Welcome to the latest edition of K-Rock Football's Coaches Catch-Up. Here's your host, Tom King.
Well, they're a football club that wants football to start because unfortunately they've been in the headlines for all the wrong reasons, and the quicker that that ball bounces on April 10, the better it will be for the North Geelong Football Club. But we're here to talk footy and not about off-field matters, although we will quickly address it with their coach, Aidan George. He's been good enough to join me in the studio. Hello, Aidan.
G'day, King. How are you?
Rocked would be the word when you find out that your club allegedly has had an amount of money stolen?
Yeah, definitely. It's not probably the ideal start. I'm probably glad that it came out a couple of weeks ago than during the season. I guess this has happened, and I guess the positive coming from it is we've been able to address it, and we can look forward to starting the season off, I guess, all guns blazing, really.
Okay, it's in the hands of you, the judicial system, and that's where we will leave it for now and talk some football. How has pre-season been? You've stop-start as coach of North Geelong. You get 2019, you build, you do some good recruiting going into 2020. It stops. How do you get the boys re-motivated for 2021?
Yeah, it was probably, like I guess all coaches, you're kind of not sure how it's all going to go, but we've probably had a mix, probably a more positive mix, that have really missed footy and have got themselves fit and kind of can't wait. There's also probably a few guys that have, struggled with work during the COVID periods and stuff like that. So we're looking at maybe doing some Saturday work and all that kind of stuff. So I guess at GDFL level, you're going to have those guys that are really keen and miss your footy, and then some that are kind of teetering with, is it worth playing? Should I look after work and their life away from footy?
Yep. Yourself, you had a couple of issues with the body in 2019.
Oh, I did. Probably just getting old, really, Kingy, to be honest. But
has the year off been good for you?
It has. It has. I was kind of, 2020 was going to be my last. And then I kind of just kept myself fit. Obviously, we went through that period of 2 months where I guess you're staying fit in readiness for what may be. Obviously, didn't get off the ground. And I kind of thought that I'd continue running and stay fit and do a marathon, which was going to be in October, and that didn't happen. So I've just kind of stayed fit since. And body's good. The head knocks was the one that was probably going to keep me out, but I feel really good. I've had a good training block and, yeah, pretty confident. So this will be my last, though, that's for sure.
Last as a player?
Yeah, definitely as a player, yeah. Yep.
Have you spoken to the club about beyond 2021?
I haven't yet, and obviously with what's happened over the last few weeks, they've had, bigger issues to kind of concentrate on. But, we'll probably sit down middle of the year and have a discussion about that, obviously, to see if they still want me around and vice versa. I've got a young family in that as well, so there's a lot of things to weigh up as well, but I'm really enjoying it so far, so can't see why I wouldn't be sticking around.
Still planning to run a marathon?
It won't be this year, Kingy, no. No, it's a bit of a hard balance trying to fit footy training and running in and coaching and all that. So, I think if I tried fitting in any more running, I'd be probably at the divorce courts, probably.
We don't want that happening.
No, that's right.
We don't want that happening. You're active going into season 2020, and the one we were looking forward to for North Geelong fans was Luke Wilson pulling on a black and white jumper. He'll finally get to do it, and he's going to do it with some familiar names around him that he's played with at Anarchy. You've set up a spicy round one clash, haven't you?
Yeah, we have for sure. And he was, I know it was really hard for him to leave Anarchy at the start. He was leaving a lot of his good mates, and he just wanted to try something different and felt like he'd given Anarchy good service, which he did. So he had a really good pre-season back in 2020. And then obviously getting him to the club, I guess, helped probably lift the bar, I guess, even with Tommy Davis. All of a sudden he thought, where am I going to fit in? And to Tommy's credit, Tommy's got himself really fit now. And to have probably both of them as two of your premier ruckmen in the league in your same side, you're going to be getting plenty of first ball for our midfielders.
Are you going to flick them between a ruck and a key forward role potentially, or yeah, resting forward pocket?
Yeah, definitely. And you kind of put your shoes in an opposition ruckman thinking you're coming up against North Geelong and you've got Poodle and you've got Tommy. You're not going to have an easy day. So, we will do that for sure.
Okay. Also, out of Anarchy, you get their former captain, Jamie Phillips. I think Brad Gerrard won a best and fairest there and finished top five in a Whitley medal. Jake Butcher, Tommy Carrissay. So, as I said, round one's going to be very entertaining.
Yeah, it will for sure. And it's kind of funny when you get, say, a Luke Wilson to your club, and he obviously was happy with the club and what we were providing for him, it kind of just snowballed, really. I guess with what kind of happened early days with Anarchy, I was constantly getting numbers of players from Anarchy that were interested in having a chat. So obviously with points and all those kind of things, you can't go out and get everyone. But we're very happy with the guys we've got. They fit into our club really well. I'm looking forward to seeing them hit the ground round one.
How many points do you get?
I think we were 43, I think, yeah. Okay. So we'll remain under that.
I was going to say, you, I think, maybe once in 2019 played at 22,
yeah.
Which I was, everybody was a one-pointer.
Yeah, I think that was nearly the first time that happened in the region, actually. So, so we had plenty of points to work with.
Yep. And then you also, in terms of recruiting, you welcomed Charlie Farrell back to the club, who is definitely a one-pointer and comes back and adds a touch of class after some time in a GFL program.
Yeah, definitely. And like, Charlie's been great. Like, he's good mates with a lot of the players there, obviously, and has fitted in seamlessly. Has got great experience, great leadership. And I think his body was probably getting to a stage where it was struggling for the commitments at GFL level. And we're kind of hoping that we can kind of ease that back a bit at GDFL and try and get quite a bit of footy out of him, because he hasn't played a lot of footy over the last few years. So we're definitely excited. He's been moving really well at training, and it's probably just trying to keep him at a level where he's not doing too much, to be honest.
Lockie Hayes is going to have a crack at GFL level at North Shore, and your mate James Vanderclay, who had a wonderful 2019 and won your best and fairest.
Yeah, won our best and fairest, yeah. So Jimmy was very handy. He just blossomed into our side in, I guess, 2019. Just very consistent and was reliable. It's disappointing to see him. He's gone back home. Both him and his partner found it difficult to find work during the COVID periods and stuff like that. And they had a young family, and it just made sense for him to move back. So, we were fully supportive of that. We tried keeping him and tried to get him, drive him down the road to come down and continue to play. But, look, that work-life family balance just wasn't going to work.
Is it one that you might explore down the track if, you know, life brings him back to this neck of the woods?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, I don't know whether he's planning on staying in Ballarat long term, but it's definitely one, I guess, you'll ask the question each year.
Yep. I keep seeing on social media Lockie Wright training for triathlons and the like. He's fit and he's bounced back well from that knee. Is he going to play football?
Yeah, he will. The thing that's probably put him back now is that last lockdown we had when the 70.3 triathlon got pushed back. So it's now on the 28th of March. So he's been doing, another month of extra training with that. And then super fit. We just need to get him back doing some ball stuff and get some touch and getting him feeling confident, ready to play footy.
Can you roll him into round one, or do you need to give him a couple in the 12 o'clock side?
I think probably for him, I don't know whether it's worth him even playing at 12 o'clock. I'd probably just hold him back and maybe get him some training through.
Yep.
Round one's like touch and go, I reckon. Yep. But I think we'll just have constant communication with him, and he'll be the person that kind of feels right. Well, he'll let us know when he's feeling right and ready to go.
Yep. How's Luke Parker tracking? Just seeing some photos of Luke. I think he got married not recently.
Yeah,
looks in pretty good shape.
He's in pretty good shape. He could probably be in a little bit better shape. Yep. But he'll probably have a bit of a slower start to the season.
When he's up and running, though, he's one of the best going around. And he's so versatile, too.
Yeah, no, definitely. And look, there's a spot there for him, that's for sure. He'll probably have a slower start to the season, and hopefully we can get him back, I guess, towards the business end of the year.
Does the change in personnel change your game style and the way you want to play footy, and or do you try and keep it similar to 2019 for, you know, something that you're interested in, you know, not having a second game style in as many years in charge of the club?
I think what we've probably done is maybe evolved a little bit with our game plan as such. Obviously, coming in your first year, you don't want to throw everything at your players because you'll kind of overdo them. But I feel like we've evolved a little bit more. Obviously, having two quality ruckmen is going to allow us to change things up a little bit as well. I think, too, we've added some midfield grunt. We've also added some youth, and we've also added a bit of experience as well. So I feel like we've got a pretty good balance there at the moment.
Yep. Ringo, Steve Rickett,
yet. So he's tracking not too bad. He's probably, say, a month behind where he'd like to be. Yep. Obviously, coming back from a knee, he didn't do a lot of the, a lot of work during 2020. And I think it's just the calves and those kind of things from having the time out of footy that he's trying to get on top of. But he's definitely, I reckon, if he doesn't play round one or two, he won't be too far off.
Yep. Will Fitzsimmons and Matheson run around at 12 o'clock? Or are they definitely done with their football?
Matho, I reckon, will play. Matho's been down at training a little bit. So he had back surgery at the end of 2019. Mm. I thought he was going to be lost to football, but he's probably one that has missed it. And I guess those guys, they're the guys that have probably been around football clubs all their life, and then you have, say, a COVID year where you're kind of not there with your mates and not there having a beer with them. It probably makes you second guess a little bit. Mm. I know Matho, he's competitive, but he's probably more looking at just maybe helping out in the twos and playing a role and just playing a bit more social.
And Dez is done with his footy. He's given all he can.
Oh, I think so. But you never know with Dez. Never know.
Has he been spotted at all?
He was spotted, yeah. No, he was definitely spotted. spotted hiding behind the barbecue area down at North Geelong one day. But, maybe later on in the year he might. But at this stage, I did hear that he was training down at the Super Rules as well. So, but I don't know whether that's going to get off the ground either.
Okay. Exciting times in terms of your facility. The new rooms that you would have got into last year, the social facility looks fantastic. That's going to be great for the club. New scoreboard, electronic scoreboard replaces the old manual one down in the northwest pocket. And then the terrace as well, in conjunction with the cricket club. The Roger Allen Terrace has been unveiled for the cricket club. You guys will have access to it. So there's some selling points for your footy club now when you go recruiting, that you've got a facility that you can put on show to recruits and go, hey, come have a look at what we've got and be part of the club.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's probably been the key message to, our senior, senior volunteers and senior people in roles at the club, that with what's happened over the last month, it's far from ideal, and you don't want it to happen to any football club. But there's so many positives that we've got to look forward to this year with, like you said, the social rooms, the new terrace, scoreboard. I think we're getting lights later in the year. So we've got great numbers at our football club. We've got great numbers at netball. We've got great numbers with our women's football. So from a club point of view, there's a hell of a lot of things going really well for us.
Absolutely. Let's have a look at your first month of the season. We've touched on it. Aniki in round one is going to be an absolute, a game I think that a lot of people are going to head out to Aniki and go, all right, what's going to happen here? Because you've got so much of that. I suppose there'll be tension there between the two clubs based on the movement of players and the like. What sort of advice will you give to your playing group, especially going out to what will be in a, for want of a better term, a hostile environment?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've never been out to Aniki to coach out there. Obviously got a new coach out there as well, so you don't really, I haven't got caught up in the rivalry, but being around the club, and there's a lot of people around the club that have been there forever, they're the ones that kind of keep hold of that tension and I guess the rivalry. So, look, I'm looking forward to it. I know the boys, they'd be pretty keen. The ones that have come from Aniki are going to be pretty keen to put on a good performance. And, I'm probably not going to buy into it too much, really. I think it's another game of football and it's one we want to win, and you want to try and get your season off to a good start.
Off to Winchelsea in round two, Bannockburn in round three, so first three on the road. Bannockburn, though, you get the chance to play on Anzac Day, which is fantastic.
Yeah, we do. Actually, I think Winchelsea is now back at our ground.
Been flying around, has it?
It has. So that'll be our first kind of day unveiling the new social rooms and playing at home. So that'll be exciting. And then, like you said, the last two, the two grand finalists from 2019. So we're going to have a pretty good idea of where we're at come with the end of our first four rounds.
The rolling draw hasn't been kind because you actually get the top three twice in Bannockburn, Thompson and Werribee Centrals. If you're to play finals this year, you're going to have earned it.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think that's probably not just us, but you look, there's not really easy games now. And if you, I guess you have chances where you can actually come up and you can steal one of those ones against, a more fancied side. But most of the coaches are probably thinking as well, there's no easy games anymore. And I think it's great for the competition. And I feel like each year it's just getting stronger and stronger.
Yep. anybody that's impressed you on the track? We've asked all the coaches this. No doubt you've been listening and prepared and knowing that this question's coming, that you've got to individualise or, you know, a group of players that you've been impressed with that have maybe, you know, 12 months ago weren't in your 2 o'clock plans but have, you know, come along so well through the shutdown that they're going to be a chance at 2 o'clock in round one.
Yeah, Jimmy Taravello wasn't going to play in 2020, and he kind of came back, started doing a pre-season and hasn't missed a beat. He's been doing running programs and stuff, so actually did a half marathon with him and he ran unbelievably well. So he's really thrown his name up. I think there's some guys, I guess, that are, say, early to mid-20s that have probably realised that footy doesn't go on forever and have put a little bit more time into their preparation and that. So guys like Mitch Abib, I guess, like I said, spoke about Tommy Davis earlier. He's got himself really fit. Dylan Fisher. Mm. So it's that kind of core group of guys that have kind of just taken the next level, and hopefully it'll help us take the next step.
All right. Captain this year, have you announced one yet?
Yeah, we have. So we've got dual captains. So it'll be Daniel Key and Zach Schwinnerson.
Fantastic. Keyesy ready to have a real crack?
Yeah, he is. Flying. He's one that's probably benefited from having the extra time off. I probably thought at the start of 2020, I was unsure how he was going to go, like coming off two broken legs in 2 years. So, but I think he's one that's missed footy. He's probably one we've had to try and hold back a little bit as well. Yep. In our match sim and all that kind of stuff, he's just, he's good to watch. So it's going to be good to have him back.
Absolutely. You've played Skipton in a cracking match in from the Central Highlands League?
Yeah, we did. We did. So a couple of guys that I used to play football with coaching out there, so it was good to have a hit out against them, and we had quite a good hit out, which was impressive. So we've got another one coming up against Daylesford.
Okay, I believe Werribee Central's might have done a number on Daylesford in a practice match, so it'll be interesting to see how you go against those guys.
I did hear that, and I heard that Daylesford had about 28 blokes, and I heard Werribee Central's had about 60.
Yeah, got a few on their list. Nick Smith told me when he was like,
I actually listened to Nick's podcast the other day. He's got a completely different issue.
How are you going for numbers?
Yeah, really good. We've definitely like the most positive it's been. Like, I think probably my first pre-season, there was a couple of times before Christmas we were getting maybe late teens, but most of the year we've had probably low 30s. We've had probably a couple of nights over 40 as well. So, it's been good.
Still some cricketers that you got to wait for?
We have one more week of cricket and then we'll get them all back, yeah.
Fantastic. Aidan, tough time for the club, but you've guided through the playing group in good fashion, and we can put that behind us and get to round one and take on Anarchy out there, which will be a cracking clash. Always good to talk footy with you, and really appreciate you coming in and sharing some of your time with us.
Good on you, Kingy. Thanks, mate.
Thanks for listening to this edition of K-Rock Football's Coaches Catch Up. For other editions and the latest local news, head to krockfootball.com.au.